Good morning. Steve Froelich here for Steve's 2 cents from Franklin, Mass. Friday, October 10th. Heading into, for some folks, the long weekend with Columbus Day on Monday. The train's starting to make its way to Boston. It'll sound its whistle several times as it goes through Franklin. The leaves are falling. Autumn, or fall, is truly here. Where the leaves haven't fallen, they're starting to change colors. Lots of changes. Lots of changes. Adjusting to the change can be a big thing or a little thing. Depends on how you feel. Depends on what the kind of change is. Organizational changes, perhaps at work. Reporting to a new manager. Slightly new direction, slightly different focus. But if you know really where you're going, where you want to be, where you know what you can do and how you can do it and who you can do it for, and you have that set within yourself, then a lot of little changes can be done very easily because they're minor adjustments, they're tweaks along the road. You're still heading in the same direction. That doesn't change. But whether you take this path or that path, you can navigate. You know the navigation. You've got the compass set. Whether it's for true north or whatever direction you're going, you've got that proverbial compass. Compass. I need a drink, I think. My lips are sticking. You need that compass set within you once you've decided what you can do and how you can do it to just keep going. Adjustments can be made. But then that gets back to the point that if you don't know what you're doing, you need to figure that out. Otherwise, change can be, you know, difficult, challenging. And it's okay to have some challenges. It's by living on the edge, by being challenged, that you truly can grow and expand and prove yourself. As to what you're doing, refining what you're doing, practicing what you're doing, achieving mastery at what you're doing, does happen when you're living along the edge. And of course, there's a balance required. You can't be on the edge all the time. Go back to Steve Covey and his 7 habits. You gotta sharpen the saw. You can't live on the edge all the time. You gotta take some rest, take some recovery, whatever it is, to sharpen that saw so you can come back. Do what you need to do. So heading into this Columbus Day weekend, with the colors changing, the world changing daily, take care of yourself. And until next time, this is Steve Froelich from Steve's 2 Cents. Enjoy.